be.
Do we have a quorum?
You have to register to do.
Do we have a quorum?
One, two, three, four.
Want to go get Craig? He's on here, isn't he?
But now you can.
I've got Norris, Tillman, you, and me.
Authorized delegate.
RJ's not going to be here, but I need, I would like.
I'll get Craig.
Oh, really?
Daughters.
So the nurses can run a P&amp;P in advance for you, so when a call.
I'd like to call the government operations meeting to order. Today is September 9th, the time is 12:03. It took just a couple of minutes to grab lunch after session, so roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Superman. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Shaw, will you say a prayer for us, please?
Heavenly Father, I invite you into our midst today, here at this table, in this room, in these chambers, into the hearts and minds of all present. Father, we ask you to direct our thoughts as we try to make changes here or start initiatives or try to help our people, Father. Difficult for us to know which way to go sometimes, Father. We ask you to calm our hearts, calm our egos, Father, so we make decisions that best serve our people. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Is he on his way?
He is on his way. He said, how dare you start without him?
Oh. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I sure thought we postponed your resolution, the arson resolution, instead of passing it out.
We did.
Okay. Motion to report on these minutes needs to be, I believe it was a motion to postpone to the call of the chair. Under ONCR 1635, the motion is there. That's not correct. I move to approve the minutes of September 8th as amended.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1684, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,766,871 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. And before I let you have the floor, Congressman, I just want to let the committee know that the Attorney General's office, in the spirit of being very transparent to the Osage people in which that office serves, did supply support documentation to be transparent to the Osage people where their dollars and cents go within the budget. They did receive the forms that were provided by the Appropriations Committee, which a motion was made on the floor to send out to everyone. They didn't get it till last night. That was my fault. It was kind of late last night. They're working on it. I have just requested that they look at that form, and then if there are any questions within their support documentation on the form that aren't in the support documentation, that they just fill in those blanks, so to speak, so that they're not duplicating work and filling out 3 pages or 4 pages worth of forms where they have at least 2 pages already in support documentation. So I have also scheduled them for an additional meeting. Not sure what date I have. Actually, let me tell you. I can tell you real quick. The 20th. Okay, so the 20th of this month, we will see their budget back in committee. Today was just kind of a kickoff meeting to get the ball rolling because I had already had them scheduled, and we do have some support documentation. It is up to this committee, though. If you feel like the support documentation that we have is enough and you feel comfortable passing it out, the chair would entertain that motion if the committee is comfortable. So, Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Again, ONC 1684 is the appropriation of the Office of the Attorney General. I have a copy of support documentation if you don't have it handy.
I had it provided to the committee.
Oh, did you? Okay. That would include 4 pages, including the summary, which is the first page. And then, of course, there are also financials that will help you interpret the new budget request. I don't know if you have those. I have actually a couple of extra copies if it helps anyone. Other people may use their computer or iPad, or maybe don't need that. So what we're looking at is a proposed budget of $1.766 million proposed for FY17, which you can see the previous budget was $1.010 million. And I'm going to leave it to the representatives in the Attorney General's office to explain the increase in the proposed budget and what they're proposing to be spent on. And I would recommend that you look at the financials to determine what was spent out of last year's FY16 budget. I'm going to have to believe that there was a supplemental appropriation during the year, because originally the budget was $944,615, and it looks like the listing here on the budget summary is $1,010,617. I'm assuming the difference is the supplemental appropriation. So, and again, my sponsorship is from the fact that I'm chair of the Appropriations Committee. But I wanted to point out those numbers and the salient features and try to help expedite or facilitate the committee's review. And again, I have financials if anyone would like a copy.
Does the committee have, we want to invite Holly and Clint, who are here, the Attorney General and Assistant Attorney General, up to the table. And And Clint, Holly, come on up. Pull some chairs around. Holly,
thank you.
We'll pull a chair here. We don't want you to have to walk too far. Clint,
I get to set my comments.
Well, oh, no,
Congressman Bucklehead, we don't have the most recent budget in front of us. I believe there's one stamped September 1. We have August 4th. August 4th is what we're looking at right now.
I have a few copies here, and here's this whole documentation that's stamped in on first. Uh-huh. I've got a copy, and then
so you have the October. You have that.
That one's September 1st. Which one do you have?
I have.
Or do you need one?
I'll look off of.
I've got two extras here.
Oh, I'll take one.
Do you need this?
Thank you so much.
This one is September 1. Do you have September 1? Okay.
Did you get the financials?
Yes.
They're not part of that, sir.
Congresswoman Whitemore.
I kind of like this. So we can know, because I have a budget from last year that shows $940,615. I'm looking right now. Do we give you guys a supplemental appropriation sometime during FY16, and do you know when that was?
I don't know when it was. You did. Part of that was, if you remember, we had a mix-up in Morgan's Morgan Christmas salary.
I might have even sponsored the legislation. I'm going to go back and look at it.
And then also the supplemental for the Constitution, which you pretty much have a really good appointment, so.
That was definitely in a special session because we missed it in the fall. And it took us a while to clear that up because we all swore that someone, I think that I made the motion to amend, and it wasn't in the record anywhere, so.
You actually had a calculator and.
We double checked, triple checked, wasn't in there, and so we had to come back, so that was definitely in a special session.
This is just expenditures.
Congressman Superlaw, you have a question?
Yes, I was looking at the revenues and expenditures. I don't see professional fees. I was asking if contractual was corresponding to professional fees in our budget.
Am I answering to that, which is?
So, you've only spent up to that point 67%. No, after remaining, you've only spent 30%.
We have actually, we have John Moody, who has not submitted a bill. Have remaining cost on a continuing lawsuit regarding Benson Lumber Company and the railroad. So we have money, it's both Fred Walker. I think John Moody's is $45,000.
It's at 24.
And then we have almost 8,000 remaining out of that, 100,000 for Ms. Proctor. That we did set aside and do research those lawsuits.
And that's still continuing on?
No. That has gone to, if you'll recall, she had an associate, David Jorgensen. He has now taken on two of those cases on a contingency basis, so we will no longer bleed from supporting those cases, and if there is recovery, we will receive our percentage, and he will receive a percentage as well, and the people who are responsible will still be held responsible.
Congressman Superlaw.
Professional fees. It just says water, $350,000. But what is that? Is that true? What are we looking at?
I received a phone call from the chief after he sent out a budget update letter to Speaker Mason on September 2nd, sometime after that, stating that the money, $3.9 million, the $1.9 million, and the $2.92 million, totaling over $8.7 million, he was going to put the majority of that money, meant the majority of our professional fees money, he was going to put that much money into professional services for the water law to get that started and taken care of. So So that would be to a state firm, Riggs Avenue, as well as our firm out of Denver, which is now Scott McElroy.
I worked with your budget last year. You have an additional, is this an additional position?
Was an additional position.
I don't remember three assistant attorney generals. I mean,
Right.
Personally, I'm fine with that because I remember at the table last year we said, don't you all need another person? How are you all like operating with all the requests that are coming over? Is one of them a new position?
It is.
Okay.
We asked for an emergency hire. We put Jeff Jones in that position, and HR is advertising for that position as per the requirements of human resources rules and policies. And there was also once Chief called me regarding this extra money. There was money put in for a paralegal as well. So that's what's added to salaries and wages.
Yeah, I didn't notice that one from last year. I mean, I caught that, but I think it's needed and justified, definitely. So
we had a young lady who was doing a fellowship. She was getting ready to start her third year, and she worked for free for 6 weeks. So Clint can tell you as far as like especially the membership, all the membership.
Mm-hmm.
We have requests for discovery, all of that coming in on all these cases that are going to go to jury trials on membership. She helped him out with that. And basic things that we need then.
Do committee? Congresswoman Edwards?
Do you have any of your money, your budget, or any ground rules for a special prosecutor or special investigator? We don't right now. We have an investigator. I wouldn't call him a special investigator. He's special.
You mean for just emergency work that comes up?
Well, if there comes a time when something needs to be prosecuted and the office has a conflict.
Right.
And I do think.
Good point.
Possibly that could be something that's needed. Is there anything in this line item that would, in under the professional fee line item, that would cover that?
Well, if we wanted to take out money from the water attorneys.
Or also, we could do that, or also there's another railroad that's combined with other.
Right. Okay.
The rubber.
But that wasn't really you weren't suggesting that they move money around. You were just asking, is there any line item that has this money? And there isn't. Sure, you're not suggesting that we move, I mean, if they need the money for the water and the money for wherever they've got it in their life. Because I will say this is, you know, I don't know, the third year, fourth year I've looked at the Attorney General's budget, and it's one of the very few budgets that we get that's, I mean, it's a tight budget. There's hardly, I've never found that we nixed thousands and thousands of dollars where we just didn't see that it was needed. I've set in some budgets where we pulled out $100,000, but never the Attorney General's budget.
Okay, so but what you're saying is that under professional fees, where it says other, that's a place that you could pull funds from to hire a special prosecutor if you had to.
Correct.
And then can I ask one? Did you guys already ask the questions about the raises in here?
Not completely, no. There's a new position, or two.
Two new positions. Right, but I think there's also raises embedded in some of the existing positions.
Yes.
Do we find that set out, and that was pursuant to what Scott Johnson, the HR department, sent out?
Correct.
Where do we find exactly what the numbers are?
You're going to have to go back to the very first budget we submitted.
Yes, we have that document that I know that our budget analyst has that we need to have included in here. She actually submitted the tables that HR submitted to the branches and independent sources, and she actually submitted us hers.
I think you know that there's a proposal to go with a different insurance provider, and there's costs associated with that that are quite extensive.
I do know that one of my assistant attorney generals who has family, the family coverage,
right.
It went up six.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, I think almost $300 a pay period.
Right. Well, and that's the reason I'm asking. We haven't gotten yet to that point of discovering why we have got to, why it's proposed that we go with a different provider, and also this coverage that's going to cost this amount. I haven't heard answers to those questions yet. But, I mean, there's a good possibility there's going to have to be a decision made here. So, I've proposed some legislation that has a different scale of base pay increase from the way they did it, or suggested that you do it, but I want to make sure that we don't propose a spending, if we propose any spending cuts, that they don't cover what might be the law at that point, but we're going to have to know what that is in order to make sure that we don't do that. So, I just want to make sure we have those exact numbers.
I did provide that.
Okay.
She did.
Okay.
Hopefully, they're going to make a copy of it for us.
And then, committee, we have a culture meeting at 12:30 that the chair said that we could take a little bit of her time. I don't want to take any more than 15 minutes. So it's 12:25. We'll go to 12:45 for this meeting.
Well, I have a few questions about the budget and maybe some information that you guys can bring back to us, or some research to give me a little bit more knowledge. But I do want to point out that I've always been supportive of the Office of the Attorney General in our nation. I think it's a great place for all of the for them to coordinate all the legal services that the nation either has to contract or provide through their office. And I just want to make a point to the committee that we're seeing a $756,255 increase in this budget this year. That $151,739 is in their salary and wages, and that is new position, two new positions.
Correct.
Plus the raises of the current assistant attorney general's. No raise for the Attorney General herself.
Correct.
I'd also like to point out that their professional fees show an increase from FY16 to FY17 of $595,000. So that means that they're hiring extra help. I have always been supportive of pursuing our water rights, and that's my understanding what the lion's share of that is. I just feel like I need to point this out to the committee. My question to that is, I was in a meeting where the chief delegated a lot of authority to the Attorney General's office for overseeing the water mission, and we do need a coordinator. I'd like for you to look at, if you can, when the chief was a congressman, he passed some legislation about placing and charging the coordination of that, in my mind, I'm doing this from recall, within the Environment and Natural Resources Department. I want to make sure that before this appropriation gets made, that we have any conflict cleared up that might be with that law, if there is any. I'm just doing this from recollection. I haven't reviewed the law, it's just off the cuff right now. But I think we need to see about that, because I see that Stetson Engineering is underneath you, and I know and I realize that that is for the water planning. I'm thinking the language of the law says that that resides in, you know, just want to be legal about it.
I understand, that's the law.
Land consultant, could you please tell us what a land consultant is, and does that have anything to do with law?
The only thing that has to do with law is that Morgan has been working with Jan.
Environment, natural resources?
Yes.
Okay.
She has been spending a lot of time working with ENR to try to get the first permit done for the water. Mm-hmm. And to try to help Jan get the hydrologists and everybody in place. So the land person would be included in perhaps what you're remembering should be under ENR.
Okay.
It's just a matter of
getting. Well, I just don't know what a land consultant would do. So you're saying that's related to water in some way?
That was my understanding from ENR. I can certainly tell you on 920 exactly what a land consultant does.
Right, because it's my understanding that you're supposed to coordinate legal services.
Correct.
Now, if there's professional fees to be executed from a budget for a department, that belongs in their own budget, in my opinion, and not in the Attorney General's budget. And so I'd like for you to be really familiar with what that land consultant is. Now, so that Stetson Engineering, I know that they're not an attorney.
No, ma'am.
LLC, what does that mean exactly?
We get inquiries probably once a month from the LLCs regarding, well, the first one was, you know, what's an open meeting? Where are the rules for open meetings at? How can we go into executive session? What does that require? Just legal, basic legal questions that they have, they send to us.
Well, why would you hire a professional?
From our own LLCs, they just can't read the law and comprehend it, so they call you all to spell it out?
It's actually a full-page letter.
Well, the LLCs, they're a separate entity. They're paid for their own legal fees. I know that the Blue Stem Ranch Board pays their own attorney. It's my impression that Tallgrass LLC pays for their own attorney. So, if that's not. So, do you guys hire them another outside attorney?
No,
why is this $100,000 in your professional fees?
That brush.
No, that actually might just be a holdover from the original budget back when we did it in July, and then this new agreement came into place with David Jorgensen and Thomas Contaminacy. So that just might be an oversight that doesn't.
So quite possibly you guys could research that and see if that, what
yeah,
that is.
Exactly.
And then water technical assistance, is that a legal fee?
No, again, that would go with land consultant and Stetson.
That could, or this, I think this is actually, ENR was having some difficulty. You guys allowed them and made the laws for them to issue the water permits and get all that going. Well, their department doesn't really have the technical expertise to draw up the water permit, issue it, get notice and all that. So they were having a little trouble actually putting it into practice. We went from the ability to the task, and so we hired, they were thinking about hiring a legal consultant to actually tell them, okay, this is one issue, this is one can't. I don't think you can't, but when you should, to further your water law plan.
So then that is a legal expert that you hired for them?
That's correct.
Couldn't that come out of the $350,000 water? I mean, if you're needing water expertise, shouldn't it be able to come out of that pile of money?
They could, yes.
Okay.
Counselor Edwards?
Well, and again, I know it's hard to be a full-service Attorney General department, but some of that stuff could be researched and in-house. And I mean, if it's going to happen down the road and it's going to be something that's constant, that's going to be reoccurring, I mean, I would think that we would put somebody to the task of making themselves at least competent enough to answer those kinds of questions.
And that's what we've been doing. Morgan's been doing that.
Yeah, and I understand that's a great point. We would love to have, you know, somebody that could do that, but we've never done a water plan before, so it's easier to have somebody who's actually done it and started it and initiated this to show us, you know, go down this road. We could do it next time, sure.
I understand, but I would think that, you know, in conjunction with that department, you guys would learn together, not necessarily let them try to take the lead, have somebody within the Attorney General's office learning how to do it so that you become the person that the go-to next time.
Absolutely.
Right. And I do see, I haven't been real close to it, but I have seen them work in conjunction with each other, the E&R department, to get moving along. I think that the thing that I just want to point out is if we are going to bolster and put more money into our professional staffing in our AG's office, I think that we need to contemplate how much professional dollars we're going to spend at the same time.
I agree.
And I support it, but I think it needs to be reviewed well, a little bit with a closer eye. Because I have seen Ms. Curry work really well with the E&R department, and they are learning together. And we do need that professional out there in Colorado that knows the bits on what we're doing here. I know that's a need, but I'm just thinking we might have some overlap here in this budget, and maybe they'll come back with some.
Counselor Edwards?
I'll defer, and then I'll go, because I think he raised his hand first.
Okay, Congressman Chalmers?
Well, I just want to address the budget in general and get a little bit specific. This is the first budget that's being discussed, and it's probably the least difficult simply because of the information for this budget than will for others. So it's sort of a pleasant way to begin this process. But we also are aware that we're in the red ink, perhaps as much as $10 million based on the projected revenue from the spring this Congress passed. And so it's going to require some modifications to budgets. I've heard my colleagues say, well, you know, I support water rights. So do I, but to what extent? What price tag? I don't know how legal fees are projected. So much an hour, so many hours, say, is this. But it still has to be more than ballpark. Can the nation afford in our current fiscal condition with our recent purchases and loans, can we afford a blank checkbook to fund water rights? Or should we consider some reduction in that? Not to hurt water rights, not because water rights are important, it's a matter of degree, it's a matter of amount. Certainly if we were $10 million into the green, probably we'd be questioning it. Trying to do due diligence and ultimately we decide if there's something that can be reduced to try to make us fiscally stay in the green or get into the green. And so, you know, one proposal might be some reduction in professional fees. The lion's share seems to be the water rights litigation. You know, it's possible to support water rights, but not necessarily whatever it was, 680,000, whatever the totals are for that.
And so I realize we're not going to schedule for a new time, but I'll be looking at an amendment for a reduction with that in mind. So I just wanted to comment. I don't have any specific questions unless there's some comment to Attorney General or staff with that.
I'm sorry, I would just like to point out that I had told this committee last year, one of my goals was to bring down professional fees and for our office to be able to handle things in-house. And other than this water that we have been bestowed, this water money, we have one case that is being handled outside of our office by outside attorneys. So we have done what we told you we would do and reduce the amount of professional services money that's had to go outside of this office, and use the money that you did give us, I think, responsibly, not only to this committee, but to the nation. So that was just, I wanted to point that out, that the majority of that money is the water money.
Congresswoman Edwards?
So what is the status? I mean, I'm assuming that the Chickasaw Choctaw litigation is what's leading the way in terms of getting some sort of judicial guidance or otherwise. What's happening with that case?
That case has set us back quite a bit. We're trying to distinguish ourselves. That's kind of why it's almost, I'm not going to say it's an emergency, but it's very important to distinguish ourselves from the five civilized tribes at this point in D.C. as far as water is concerned. And the white paper that we have from Greenberg Torrig is now with the Scott McElroy, and they are ready to go and present that to the Department of Interior in Washington, D.C.
Okay. So that's not impacting what we're doing with respect to our water, in terms of we're not waiting and seeing on anything. In fact, you're saying it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not as up on this as I
should. Congressman Tillman hasn't had an opportunity to speak yet.
Please speak, sir.
I was just reviewing the documents received July 29, 2016, the line item professional fees, water, $100,000. And then again, August 4th, professional line item fee, water, $100,000. And then the one we received today, September 1, went to $350,000. I'm not real up on what the water cases are, what they come to. But with a phone call, it went up from executive, it went up $250,000.
Correct.
And do you, in your opinion, is that necessary and why?
At that point, I'm not sure if we knew what McElroy was going to, do you remember, charge per hour?
No, I don't remember. We had just a rough engagement letter, but it didn't have any final numbers.
And he is very reasonable. We were very surprised at his numbers. I really don't know how to answer that, Congressman Tillman. I did not have a chance to sit down and put pen to paper as far as what we're going to have to pay. Is we're going to have to start a state case, and then when we lose that case, we're going to have to appeal and get in federal court due to some old laws that don't have anything really to do with us. It's just the way it works in Oklahoma. And that was just the amount I was given after that phone call. That's all I know to tell you. I'm sorry, I don't have a better answer.
1242, I'll let you have the last word.
Thank you.
Although I don't know if $350,000 is the sweet spot number that we need for this, I know that it is something that cannot, in my opinion, take a back burner. And this is something we've needed to lead out on for the past year. The Choctaw Chick decision, she's correct. We need to completely distinguish ourselves from the five civilized tribes. We are not the five civilized tribes. That ruling is fresh, and we don't need to let ourselves get sucked into the wake of that. And without us actively pursuing what our right is here in the state, in of our reservation area, the treaties that we have executed, we have, the attorneys have done some excellent work today where we are. And I just don't believe that we're at a point on this. This is something that could affect us well into the future. In fact, Chief Tillman was one of the people that started this whole ball of wax rolling years ago when he was chief. And here we still are working on it. I mean, yes, that's been many years, but it's not time to sit back idly on this. So, like I said, I'm not positive that $350,000 is a correct and proper amount, but I do know that this can't be put on hold, in my opinion.
Well, with that, I guess I'll have the last word. If that is really how you feel, and we have one, two, do you want appropriations? Three members of two, at least two appropriation people, and three in the room, then this Congress needs to get together and decide what is a priority. Because if water rights is truly a top priority, then maybe a cut shouldn't be made there, and maybe cuts will have to be made somewhere else. But it doesn't make any sense, is what I'm saying, for us to all feel like water rights is a front burner priority issue, and us make a cut here, and then fund a bunch of other things down, five budgets down the way, and two committees other than this. And do you see where I'm going with that? If that's really going to be a priority, then we should get together as a body and say, this is not going to be cut. We will make cuts other places, and we have to agree on that so that another committee doesn't say, no, not the budget in our committee. We want that one to move forward. So,
and you're correct. We do have data. We have legislation filed now that we can actually see in appropriations where we are. Okay. So,
Holly, go ahead, and then we're going to end the meeting because culture has a time.
And I'm sorry, I just want to make everyone here aware that due to a Tenth Circuit decision, the Iowa Tribe case, we do have an opportunity to perhaps get in there and get our reservation status back.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something I feel is very, very important. And this may be the time to do that, and that may be something we split. Half of it goes to water, and half of it goes to getting our reservation status back. But there is, the door is open at this point. I just want to make this committee aware that for the first time in a long time, you know, the door is open for us to get our reservation status back, and that's pretty awesome.
That would be a top priority. Okay. We have them scheduled for the 20th, and I know culture needs to get in here and get set up. So I will look for a motion to adjourn. And I will also ask, since we know that we are coming back on the 20th, will the committee please keep copies of these budgets and support documentation so that we don't have to kill any more trees to make you a copy on the 20th?
Yes, ma'am.
You have everything you need right here.
Good words.
Peggy?
Yeah.
I'm making a motion.
All right. Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you, committee. Can you want a paper clip?
See you for your step.
Oh, thank you. I'll never forget that.
Never forget it. Ever beholden to you.
Yeah.
That sounds like you didn't make the.
We know that the executive doesn't have to sign off on your budget. Did they help you with it?
Nope, he called and said, we have all this money that I found.
He's called everybody else and told them the exact same.
Money he's found?
The money that was in the letter to